I don't think there's a possibility there's a bump. Once the president of American Airlines announced that he liked it, the marching orders are going to be to persuade the court that it's a good deal. And it probably was a pretty tough deal to convince the president that he wanted to do this prior to the conclusion of the bankruptcy.
And is that part of it interesting to you that they did go ahead with this before it was done? Because we'd been hearing, you know, for weeks that they wanted to, you know, come out of this standalone and then talk about a deal.
It's not what normally happened during the last decade. However, bankruptcy does offer a lot of creative solutions, and I think they're utilizing it in this instance.
How is this going to play compared to the others? Because I'm thinking of U.S. Air and America West. They still haven't completely done their deal. Is this going to be a little smoother in trying to get the two sides together because you've got the pilots union from both and that sort of thing?
I believe it's always difficult to merge airlines. As you can see, the U.S. Airways prior transaction, Continental, United, and Delta, and Northwest. So there's always some complication, you know, computer systems and integrating them and the culture, most of all. However, people work through those types of things, and they understand. And I think in the long run, passengers will be better served.
What is the timeline? The announcements today, an $11 billion merger deal, it makes the headlines, but what are we looking at in terms of a timeline before, A, it's approved by the judge, and B, it gets approval from the feds here and in Europe, for example, and then they can start doing things?
That's an excellent point. Actually, it takes a while before the regulators approve a merger of this size, and even if the bankruptcy court approves it, they still have to comply with the laws of the United States and that cautions against unwise mergers. But I think they're going to work through all that. And, you know, even after Continental United merged, I don't think they got approval from the regulators. Ironically, a couple of days before American filed bankruptcy.